A $70 million project is being planned to remove a contaminant from the drinking water used by 250,000 people in western Massachusetts. A major project to upgrade the Springfield Water and Sewer Commission's antiquated water treatment plant is expected to lower the levels of haloacetic acids in the tap water after construction is completed in 2025. The contamination occurs when the chlorine used to disinfect the water reacts with high levels of organic matter, such as leaves, wood, and plant residue, that rain and melting snow wash into the Cobble Mountain Reservoir. These elevated levels of haloacetic acids are not an immediate health hazard, according to the commission's executive director, Josh Schimmel.
Springfield Water is safe and still a fantastic product that we deliver right to your door.
The Massachusetts Department of Environmental Protection requires testing for the compounds because studies have suggested that exposure to high levels over many years can cause health problems. Tests of water samples collected in December 2018 and in March 2019 found levels of haloacetic acids above the regulatory limits. The March levels were lower than in December. Notices about the test results were sent to customers in their water bills. The commission is planning a public meeting on April 22nd at Springfield City Hall to answer questions about the test results.
We understand people are really concerned about their water, and they should be. Water is like a fundamental to daily life, and we're believers in that. And so we do everything that's within our power to plan for these things, to plan appropriately, to be in a financial position to do the work that it takes to kind of keep up with changes in regulations, changes in climate, which is kind of what we're seeing here.
Schimmel said planning for major improvements at the water treatment plant have been underway for 2 years. A 12-month pilot project set to start this summer is designed to determine the best technology to build into the plant to remove the organic material from the water before it is treated with chlorine.
We're continuing to step through a fairly methodical process of taking the right technical approach to solving these issues.
At a hearing of the Springfield City Council's Health and Human Services Committee, City Councilor Tim Allen said he found the commission's response to the water contamination, quote, disconcerting.
We're over again, and we'll fix it in 6 years. And that's not good enough. It's just not good enough. In terms of the health, protecting the health of the citizens of Springfield.
The committee plans to hold a hearing with representatives of the Mass DEP and the city's public health agency. The Massachusetts Executive Office of Energy and Environmental Affairs recently announced a $300,000 grant to the Springfield Water and Sewer Commission to help protect the water supply. Schimmel said it will pay for the purchase of an additional 527 acres of forest land in the watershed of the Cobble Mountain Reservoir.
And so by controlling that land, you have an opportunity to better manage that forest. When you better manage that forest, you're managing the water that gets into your reservoirs.
The Southampton Water Commission received a $216,000 grant to preserve 15 acres of forested land around the town's drinking water source. A $41,000 grant went to the Amherst Water Department to preserve two pieces of property in the Pelham watershed. Reporting from WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University, I'm Paul Tuthill.